This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Josh Hilgers, the founder and president of Health Partners America, the real solutions to America's healthcare crisis. Mr. Hilgers is America's leading authority on the strategic use of tax and legal structures of benefit plans, private exchanges, and plan design. Josh, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
Hey, good to have you. So first of all, as the founder of Health Partners America, or better known as HPA, please give us an overview of the company's mission and its role within the broader category of health insurance reform.
At Health Partners America, we are a broker support organization. So we're really trying to work with the independent producers that are out there across the country advising their clients on what's going on as far as the financing of health care through health insurance. We all know that the Affordable Care Act has changed the direction of a lot of employers and what they're able to provide, what a lot of employees are looking for from their coverage already, but the huge changes are right around the corner in 2014. And so these brokers need to be prepared. We provide the training, the tools, and the technology that's necessary to help them succeed. To enable them to work directly with their clients without having to do as much of the research and the heavy technical lifting that we're doing so that they can have the solution ready to go and really focus on the relationships with those clients.
I understand you often speak at various conferences and events. What are some of the pressing issues, in your opinion, audiences want to know more about in terms of the Affordable Care Act and private exchanges?
Well, one of the big issues is how the independent producers, the private exchanges, are going to work with the state and federal government-run exchanges. The original health care bill, when it passed, did not include any pathways or any mention of producers being able to participate in facilitating their clients through those exchanges and helping them with the eligibility of a subsidy and enrolling in those types of plans. I think that the administration made a wise decision to go ahead and start creating those pathways when they realized that as much confusion is out there, the only ones that can really help them get these programs implemented and have people participate in these exchanges is to include these trusted entities, these brokers who know about health insurance, have been in their communities for years. So that's one of the biggest questions that we get. There were actually three very distinct pathways that have been given to us. One is what's called a web-based entity. There's also an issuer-based pathway where the carrier's websites themselves will have a secure redirect to see if there's a subsidy eligibility. And then they're actually certifying and giving unique identification numbers to producers to actually go to the state's exchanges and help their customers walk through their options. So we're pretty pleased about that. Of course, some of the other questions are, will they open on time? How is the commission's going to be affected? Which carriers are going to participate? Which are not? And these are all things that we're still seeing dehashed out, where we're running right up to open enrollment, but we're still not even sure which carriers are participating in all of the states yet. So there's a lot to be done in a short amount of time, that's for sure.
HPA also issues several white papers, which are available on your site. How does these materials better clarify or explain the benefits of private exchanges?
What we do is put into not just words, but charts and graphs, the numbers that are behind a lot of the shift. One of the things that we want to help producers understand is why, when there's going to be an employer mandate, even though the enforcement of that has been delayed a year, but why some of these employers would actually be better off not providing group health insurance. And the amount of subsidies that are going to be available to many Americans are going to actually make it more attractive for them to have a job that doesn't offer group health insurance. And so a lot of the information, the charts, the background on exactly what is it that's going to change the dynamics that employers and employees have when looking at their health insurance are key to several of those white papers. The others really focus on the return on investment from a broker's perspective. How do you take this concept and this tool and leverage it in this new environment? You know, there's going to be millions and millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, spent promoting and marketing these state exchanges. You've got huge companies like eHealth with billions of dollars in resources that are going to be poured into, you know, search engine optimization and trying to find consumers that are looking for health insurance. There's not really any way for an independent producer to compete with those kinds of resources being poured into marketing, but what they do have, which is unique that none of those other competing factions have, is the ability to go directly to an employer or an organization and provide them with a strategy that includes individual health insurance, might include defined contribution, other ways that they can use these benefits to attract and retain employees without necessarily offering group insurance. The government site's not going to explain that. The government exchanges, eHealth's not going to explain that. So there really is a unique position for the independent producer, and we're just trying to help them understand what that is and how they can profit from it.
Good stuff. Today we are with Mr. Josh Hilgers, the founder and president of Health Partners America, the real solutions to America's healthcare crisis, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare channel, a part of the eHealth Radio network. In terms of ACA versus private exchanges, what are some of the competitive advantages that makes the latter more compelling than the former?
Well, I'll go into a few of the technical aspects and benefits and features that are pretty clear. But, you know, first of all, any survey that's been done, you know, people just don't trust a government-run site. So there's obviously going to be that natural inclination that a trusted advisor, whether it's a credit union or insurance producer or a farm bureau, a local agency, someone that they know and have trusted for years to know what's going on in health insurance is going to have an advantage over a government site for most people. But these government sites, their charter was really limited to only displaying and providing qualified health plans and dental insurance. And so because all the private exchanges can include qualified and non-qualified health plans, they can include dental insurance, but also vision insurance, accident, critical illness, disability, life insurance, home and auto. You really have one hub that you can go to for all of your insurance needs. On top of that, if it's being sponsored by an employer or an organization that you're a part of, there may be some additional features and customizations that it's branded for that trusted entity. If it's an employer site, you may be eligible for a cafeteria plan like a flexible spending account, a health savings account, dependent care. They may want to promote the, you know, other benefits of working there, paid time off. They may include a wellness program, and you can even include social media aspects of, you know, the challenges that can go on in wellness for weight loss. So it can be a much more interactive, user-friendly, visit there often to get the latest updates type of experience than a government site that just basically is processing whether or not you're eligible for a subsidy to help pay for health insurance and then directing you to the plan that you've selected to go through the enrollment process for that carrier. So there's a lot of features that will be available. And the other side of it is the private exchanges are backed by our consultants who are licensed in all 50 states but have years of experience in health insurance to help really explain to these consumers which plan will be best for their family. These are not just navigators that can't answer those kind of questions and are just there to help you fill in the blanks on an application. They're actually advisors who are licensed to be able to give you that type of advice.
And how do you envision HPA's influence expanding both in the near and the long term?
Well, there are obviously thousands and thousands of these trusted advisors that we would like to partner with. They bring the relationships, the ability to sit down and talk strategy with an employer or an organization on how best to structure benefits with some of these new dynamics that are at play. What we want to do is provide that training for them, give them the tools, and then, of course, the technology and the fulfillment capabilities to execute on those strategies. So we plan on continuing to work with producers. We continue to market through multiple channels. We've got a credit union, a product that was recently launched with great success. We've been working with several state farm bureaus to bring this solution to their trusted advisors. So any independent insurance producer or agency that's out there that wants to be able to compete in this new environment and simply needs those training, the tools, the technology to help reach that opportunity, we will be there to assist.
And finally, if you would, share with us some success stories involving brokers, HPA, and private exchanges, if you would.
Sure. Obviously, we are not to the phase where we're tied into the state exchanges and the subsidies and the guaranteed issue policies are enforced, but we do have over 300 live private exchanges that are benefiting members of small employer groups or organizations. People that are buying their own health insurance right now are able to go in and find help. One of the favorite stories I love to tell is a broker that we're working with out of Connecticut named Bob Seeger. And Bob is a independent producer. He's got a partner, and they've got one employee, so it's a very small office. But based on the technology and the sales support we were able to provide Bob, he actually was able to land a group purchasing organization with close to 50,000 small businesses, well, small and medium-sized businesses, and well over 3 million potential employees that will be visiting that site. This is something that never would have been capable or possible without the, of course, the efficiencies of the technology and the fulfillment of our call center that's licensed in all 50 states. So helping brokers like Bob reach some of those groups that never would have been possible before for a small shop like his is something that we take great pride in. We've got several others that are working with some national associations, some Fortune 100 companies, large national pizza chains and restaurant chains and retail clothing stores that are out there that they've been able to help and provide some strategy and really a resource for those employees who are not eligible for group benefits to find the right health insurance that meets their needs now. And then, of course, we'll be there to help them connect and if they're eligible for a subsidy, be able to realize those savings in 2014.
Certainly very helpful information. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Health Partners America online?
You can visit us at healthpartnersamerica.com. And, of course, while you're there, be sure to click on the follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter feeds. We put out a lot of great information. Visit our blog, and we've got a wonderful resources page with a lot of great information and recorded webinars that we've done in the past that will help keep any independent producer that's out there informed on what they need to be thinking going into 2014.
Sounds like a good idea to take a visit, go to the website. And we've been speaking with Mr. Josh Hilgers, the founder and president of Health Partners America, the real solutions to America's health care crisis. And once again, the website of reference is simply healthpartnersamerica.com. Josh, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.